All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Wednesday, October 30th of 2024. And looking ahead here, we have an 8-game NBA main slate on this Wednesday. We have a 6-game NHL slate, and then we have game 5 of the World Series. Go Dodgers. Hopefully they can close it out today. But for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at Saber Sim. This is a show where we go over how to use the Saber Sim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel and our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and wanting to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we do the show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. And then also we have our build review show that goes live Mondays and Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. We moved that from 5 days a week to 2 in case anybody missed that. All right. That said, let's get SaberSim up here. Ross said, howdy. What is going on, Ross? And we have plenty of questions to get to today, so it should be pretty busy. But we'll start with questions in the Discord and then jump over to the live YouTube chat, as always. So first question was curious. When late swapping, after running a build and sim, I get a certain number of lineups that are able to swap. I fill those lineups using best swap, then upload them to DraftKings. Then I go back into my build and filter harder, getting rid of the negative ROI lineups and boosting min score allowed. I go from being able to fill all lineups to a much smaller number. My question is, if I save these lineups, will it only fill the smaller refined list and leave the lineups I had originally uploaded from the swap, kind of like a layer effect? Good question. So just really quickly, I mean, you know, once a slate starts and, you know, you're like probably halfway through a slate, you know, it's going to, there are a number of lineups of yours that are probably just going to be dead, you know, and that's normal, right? I was talking to somebody like, hey, you know, why am I only cashing, you know, like 3 to 5 lineups? I'm playing a 20 max. And it's like, well, if you go to the payout structures, you know, the contest, only about 20% of lineups cash. So if we're playing 20 lineups, you can. In regards to this question, you know, I mean, what I'll say is like, you know, I use like an ROI filter pre-build or pre-slate, but then I don't use it post-slate. I just want the best available ROI lineup, even if that's -5%, even if that's -10%, right? Because some lineups are just going to be doing worse. So, you know, you can kind of just like expect some lineups not to be able to get to positive ROI is basically what I'm saying. But for what you're saying, so if you are going from, you know, if you're trying to late swap 30 lineups and like only 5 of them meet the requirements, you're basically only going to swap those 5. So those 5 lineups would be swapped. The other lineups would be left as whatever the last update was. So, like you said, you late swap once and then you go back and you late swap again. And the first one you were able to do, say, all 20 lineups, but then in the second one, you're only going to do 10. Well, the other 10 are going to be from the last swap and the new 10 are going to be the ones that were able to be swapped in the new, you know, with the new effect that you had with your filters, etc. So the answer to your question is that it will only update the 10 and leave the others as the original. But there were some good things to talk about in there for sure. All right. I use the recommended method of using direct fill by selecting one contest, filling my best lineups by ROI, and then unchecking that contest and repeating this process to fill my lineups in all of my contests. I noticed that I had one lineup in 5 different contests. Is there a way for that one lineup to only be used once versus it being used in 5 different contests? Yes, there definitely is. So the biggest thing would be, I think I pulled in an entry file for yesterday. We just use that. So what's probably happening is that you're like fill, one of the fill options is set to rank. So when you click on these three dots and you go down here and this is set to rank, what that means is that a lineup can be used again. And so what I would do is I would, one, change this to unique rank. And then two, I would turn on this remove from pool option, which I'll remove the question so you guys can see it. This remove from pool down here. When you use this, any lineup that gets saved gets effectively removed from the available set of lineups that can be used for future filling. So use unique rank, turn on remove from pool if you're in direct fill, and that'll take care of it for you. If you are in autofill, for those that use autofill, when you use unique rank, you don't have to turn remove from pool on, but when you use rank, it will allow for a lineup to be entered into more than one contest. So there's just a slight difference there. All right. Good question. Somebody asked about uploading custom data, if I wanted to add usage rate next to the player. So what you do for custom data, and let's go to today's slate. So it doesn't matter how you, where your data comes from, but like I'll do an example here. So say I have a CSV, right? And I'm just going to insert a column and they said usage. So I'm just going to put usage and then I'm just going to go, you know, random number generator here. Ran between, we'll say 0 and 100. It's a little too far. I didn't want to go that far. So then we take this number, apply it to all the players on the slate with the projection. So now I have this column with random, with my own custom data, right? And I basically, I want to get this into the app. Okay, so it doesn't matter if this is in the SaberSim CSV or in your own CSV or in a Google Sheet and you're copying and pasting it. It doesn't matter, right? What matters is you go to upload. You upload it or copy and paste it in here. And then what you have to do is go and find your column, right? Wherever that may be. And then you click the header options and you go down to add custom column. And then now you can change the name of the column if you want. It will automatically use what is in, you know, cell A, what, is this A or row one, whatever's in row one here. And then, or you could change it however you see fit. And then once you click save, that is going to become a column in SaberSim that you can adjust. And it's over here on the right-hand side. I did have to look for it. So I can go drag it over here, right? And then I could have it. And then I have this editable column that I can work with, right? You can always delete it if you want, but that is how you upload custom data. You can do that on the ultimate plan. All right, next question. Been noticing so far that using mini uniques for NBA to diversify has been hard. Most slates after going from 2 to 3 appears to lower the average projection by more than a point or more, which in previous videos you've said is too much. Is it worth going lower just to add more diversity, or is this amount of projection losses too significant, or is there something doing wrong here to explain why it can't go lower? Good question. You know, this is like right where I've been falling, you know, with like my 150 maxes. I'm usually using around, I find myself using around like 2 to 4 min uniques, depending on how many players or how many games are on the slate, right? So I don't think what you're experiencing is abnormal. The biggest question is when you get to this point, right, when you're at 2 min uniques versus 3 and you're trying to decide, hey, do I want to sacrifice the projection or do I want to keep it? You know, take a quick peek at your exposures and your leverages and make sure that if you're comfortable with what you're seeing at 2, then I would leave it at 2, right? But if you're not comfortable, If you don't like the exposures and leverages, they're too high leverage, they're too risky for you, then, you know, you have to make a conscious decision. Be like, you know what? I want to play lower exposures to players. I'm okay with that coming at the expense of losing a little bit more projection on average because risk management is more important to me, right? That's kind of the question you have to ask yourself and ultimately answer for yourself, right? And if I ask, you know, three different people, I might get three different answers, right? So whatever makes more sense to you, but I don't think what you're seeing, like there's anything wrong. You know, I've been seeing that a lot myself. All right. Hi, Andrew. Curious if there is a way to do this. I enter about 65 lineups a night, but one lineup I like to hand build and enter into a handful of single entry tournaments and, of course, the main tournament. Is there any way to freeze that lineup in my entries so it doesn't get overwritten or get written over again after making new builds? Can I isolate it or is there a good workaround? This is for NBA. Okay. What I would probably do is one of two things. So what can you do? What can you do? So one way here is to run a build, right? I run build in this other one. No, I don't have any lineups yet. All right, let's run a build. We're going to build 500 lineups for this FanDuel main slate. And we'll let these lineups run. This is enough lineups. We don't need that many. So one thing you can do is alter a lineup, right? You can come in here. You know, I would scroll down in your list or even what you could do, right, is go to your like whole pool size and then go to the last lineup in your list and then edit it, right? This is your technically like lowest graded lineup, so I don't feel bad editing it. So then I just go to the pencil. And then I basically remove all these players. And then I do your hand build, right? So then I would be like, okay, you know, I'm going to play this person. And, you know, this person and this person and that one and that one. Where are we at? 6,600. Okay, good. Fill out this lineup. Okay, boom. So now I have a lineup, right? So I've edited this lineup. When you edit a lineup, it gets locked, right? So then now I have this lineup in my set. Another thing I could do, right, is also favorite the lineup. So the reason I'm going to do both is because, you know, let's say, like you said, like you're entering it into single entries, but then you want to enter it into, you know, a different tournament that you're playing. Like say you want it in your 20 max and your single entries, right? Well, you can edit it. It locks here. So then now when I enter my 20 lineups, right? Well, the lock is going to prioritize that lineup. So now it will always be a part of my set of 20 lineups. So great, right? So I can come in here. I can build my 20. I can save them. Another option, right? Or is okay. Once I save my 20, well, then I can go to my single entries and then I can just enter this one lineup. So that's probably better. What I was thinking is you could also do it from favorites, right? You edit that lineup, you favorite it, and then you could go to your favorites and then fill your single entries from there. Doesn't seem necessary. The more I think about it, you could just alter the my lineups number accordingly and fill whatever contests you want. So that's what I would be doing for that one lineup. But as long as you edit it, and then as long as you have the lock icon, the builder will always prioritize that lineup in any contest. So give that a shot. All right. We are jumping over to the live YouTube chat. I believe this is RB1 Smitty from Discord. Hey, Andrew, how to create a rule that says I want one of X many players in every lineup? Thanks. Yeah, what I would do is I would just go to rules. I would go to add new rule. I would go to group manual, and I would say use at least one of X, right? And then you're just going to have to click this pencil icon and then go and select the players that you want to include in this rule. That should do it for you. All right, next question. Hi, Andrew. Autofill tab. Is there a way to fill the top lineup in all single entries instead of each single entry have a different lineup? Absolutely. So what you need to do is when you're in your autofill, change this to rank. So instead of unique rank where it uses a unique lineup in each entry, rank will allow the best any lineup to be used more than once. So I would give that a shot. That will allow a lineup to be put into multiple single entries if the builder sees that it's the best option for multiple contests. All right. Also, can I fill the top 20 lineups to all my 20 max contests in NBA instead of each contest having different lineups? Yeah, same thing here, right? So two different versions, like all the single entries versus uniques or 20 maxes versus unique, same thing. Do the rank option and you'll be all set. Next question, is there a way to ensure that there is a player below 10% in all my NBA lineups as a rule? Yes, there is. So what I would do is I would go to rules. I would go to group automatic. I would say use at least one, leave group by unchecked, and then just go down to requirements and then add a requirement that says my own less than 10. And then there you go. Or you can say less than 11 if you want to include 10, right? So less than 10 will not allow 10. So just so you know, it's not less than or equal to. All right. Ross said, thanks, man. This is my question. Let me know if you have any other questions. Right on. Glad we were able to get that one answered. All right. Pope said, if I'm playing five lineups, let's say in a 20 max for NHL, should I get pretty diverse and then late swap as much as possible? Or how would you not make a contest? This contest is a small field. So generally, you know, diversification is going to be harder when you have more lineups, and it's going to be if you have, you know, 500 lineups in your pool and you need 150, well, that's like almost like a 3-to-1 ratio, right? But if you need five lineups and you have 500 in your pool, that's like 100-to-1, right? So that's just going to allow you to diversify your lineups more. So I'm of the opinion that you should diversify more in the smaller and less in the bigger, right? So the way that I do this is, you know, I was talking about I had my entry file from yesterday, right? And this is something I've talked about on the stream. So what I like to do is I like to come into the builder and I'll like find a number of mini uniques that I want to use in direct fill for my biggest contest, right? So say it's two. Like I look at the metrics, I'm moving things around, you know, two mini uniques looks right. I'll basically like cascade them down. So like, okay, my 150s get two, but then, hey, my 31, 23, 12 entries, well, those get three because my ratio is going up. And then the five, the three, they get four, right? So I've spent the time doing it before where it's like, okay, let's actually look at the 150 and then let's look at like the 20 max and then the three max. And I've basically just like made some general heuristics that like, okay, it's generally okay to like drop because the metrics don't change that much. You know, optimal strategy is to do that every single day, but I don't. I've done it like a few times and just basically came up with some rules of thumb for myself. So I will like, you know, but that's what I'm talking about. Like, that's what I'm kind of telling you. Like, hey, you know, it's okay to have more mini uniques in the less and less entries that you play because those end up having a less of an effect on your aggregate metrics since your lineup to pool ratio is going up. HC said, hi, Andrew, what is your preferred fill method, direct or auto? I use auto. I use auto for everything. Unless I'm playing like one contest, which is something I only do for NFL showdowns. But for NFL Classic, for NBA Classic, I'm using autofill for everything. And it's just because I have so many contests, right? I mean, this is like everything I played yesterday. And I'm playing like a bunch of sats. playing a bunch of GPPs and just using direct fill would like take too long. And I like the contest specific rank by methods and just clicking a button and it filling them all for me. So I find it to be very useful. All right. Ben said, why do I see differences in the results of the contest sims on the same but different contests? So example, I entered multiple small 10 cent contests, but the contest sim results for each are incongruent. So you could run a contest sim, even for the same contest, twice and get slightly different results. You know, it's we're running 100,000 contest sims, but even then there's going to be a little bit of variance in the results between them. So like you could sit here and like run it and you might see 100% ROI, and then you run it again, you might see like 112% ROI or like, you know, 95% ROI. So the results are a, you know, circumstance of the sims that we are using to fill out that specific contest sim. And then we're going to get different sims for the second one, even though the payout structures are the same. But results should have a little bit of change. I wouldn't expect a lineup to go from like 100% positive ROI to, you know, negative 10% ROI, right? If you did that, your sample size would probably be too small. But because we're doing 100,000, you're going to see some small changes, but generally the results are going to be within a fairly short band in either direction. Ross said, cool, thanks, man. Didn't know you could do that. Yeah, no, that's something that I kind of just thought of on the fly. So I'm glad. I think that result works out well. Trevor said, Andrew, how should we approach the flashback review? How often are you reviewing the sharps these days? Are you confident that your process is delivering high ROI lineups so you don't waste time? Good question. You know, I usually, well, so right now I'm strictly playing NBA on FanDuel, so I don't have the ability to review. Now I'm like fairly confident my process is good there. For DraftKings, I'm playing NFL on DraftKings, so I have the ability to review there. So I will review after every slate, you know, and I think that if you are playing on DraftKings, any sport, you should review after every slate, right? So, you know, every Monday every like Tuesday morning, I'm reviewing my Monday night lineups. Every Friday morning, I'm reviewing my Thursday night lineups or my Monday to Thursday lineups, right? Or on Tuesdays, I review my Sunday to Monday classic, like two game slate, right? So I think it's good to make it a part of your process to go back and review whatever slate you played and just spend, you know, 10 minutes checking it, making sure everything looks good. And then you can decide if you need to make any small tweaks to your process from there. But I always think of that it should be a consistent part from that you work in every single day. And I like to do it before I start looking at the next day, because the decisions from the day before are still kind of fresh in my mind. If there was any like kind of weird spots, I can see how I handled it, how other users handled it, and kind of go from there. Like, hey, you know, how did sharp players handle the Dalvin Cook, Ezekiel Elliott situation with Rico Dowdle out? And you can go and look and see what people did, right? But you might start to forget about those things if you start building for Monday night and start thinking about Tyrone Tracy and Devin Singletary for the Giants or something. Ben said, thank you. You're welcome. HC said, Andrew, if you're using Unique before late swap, do you feel they're also a must after late swap? So I'll say that I still use them. You know, when you use autofill, they usually stay, right? So those uniques will like carry over. Or if you're using one swap build the entire night, when you do multiple swaps, the uniques will still be there, which is what I meant to say. So I generally leave them. The only time I might turn them off is for like the absolute like last game of the night or like the last two games of the night, like in the night window. It's like, okay, we're like 80% way through the slate. Like I'm going to turn my uniques off and just roll with it. Or if we get like some major slate breaking news, which I haven't seen any yet so far, like that is like very late in the slate, I would probably turn it off just so I can get as many shares of the new best plays on the slate as I can. So I still use it. I think, you know, you can, you don't have to, you can turn it off, but you know, especially like a slate like tonight, right? We go to tonight's slate. So, you know, slate locks at four. Wow, there's like a lot of early games. So this isn't what I was expecting. We had one, two, three, four, five games of the slate lock. But then one, two, three, four, five, six. So like almost half the slate locks right away. Wow, that's new. But maybe like Monday would have been a good example. I think there was one slate recently where it was like only the Pacers game. Yeah, so Monday. So Monday, there was only one game at lock. And then, you know, it kind of trickled in from there, right? Well, I wouldn't want to turn off my uniques after that first window because so much of the slate hasn't started yet, right? But you see how the answer can change. Like today, I might be willing to turn it off because almost half the slate is already in progress. But on Monday, I definitely wouldn't have turned it off because only one of, you know, the 10, however many games here had started, right? So it's going to kind of depend. That's mostly the way I like to think about it is how many games on the slate have locked and has any news come out that's worth me turning off my diversification for? Those are like the two questions I'm asking myself when I'm trying to figure out what I should do in regards to min uniques at that point in the slate. All right. A lot of good questions so far. Let's take a peek over in the Discord again, because it looks like we are caught up here in the YouTube chat. We got win GPP or die try-ins question. That's a good name. All right, we got a question here from Hot Sauce. We got a question here from Maverick. So a couple more questions. Keep it rolling. HC said, thanks, appreciate it. You are welcome for sure. Sal said, when we pull in the entry file, shouldn't the field lineups be specific to the contest? Mine all say Saber Sim ownership. So I've seen this happen before, and I forget why it happens. There's an explanation in Discord somewhere about this happening, and it has something to do with pulling in an entry file too soon, like before projections are up. Maybe if you pulled in your entry file for like NFL on like Tuesday and projections weren't up and now you're pulling it up. All the field lineups basically aren't there yet. The players probably had no ownership. So it just says SaberSim ownership. Well, unfortunately you're going to have to reset all of those yourself. So I would try waiting next time. But I think you're going to have to manually change them. All right. Ben said he is hot sauce. Right on. All right. Next question. I'm trying to figure out what effects the ROI standard deviation have win rate, cash rate, ROI. I don't know enough about it to intelligently use it to build lineups. Why do I see differences in the results of contest sims on the same but different contests? Okay. So we answered part of this, but we'll answer the first part. So ROI standard deviation is basically like kind of describing the payout distribution of the lineup, right? So like when we run the contest sim 100,000 times, we can basically graph the outcomes of the lineup. So a higher standard deviation implies that the lineup is a little bit more like boom bust. And a lower standard deviation means that the lineup probably has a little bit higher cash rate, does a little bit better on average, and isn't so volatile. The win rate is just describing, you know, the exact percent of times the lineup wins the contest, gets first place. Cash rate is the amount of times in the contest sim that the lineup gets in the money. And then ROI is, it's, imagine we're playing a $1 single entry, right? So we're running the contest sim 100,000 times. So you would have $100,000 in entry fees. And then that would go in like the denominator if it was like a fraction. And then all the money that the lineup won would go in the numerator. So if you had $100,000 in entry fees, say the lineup won $110,000. So you do $110,000 divided by $100,000. that lineup would have a 10% ROI. So those are like the definitions for those. I would stick with using ROI as the sorting metric because it's basically taking all of those things into account and giving you one number to go with. So stick with ROI. All right, next question. Is it true that if you set min exposures to a player, you won't get any of that player in your single entry autofills? Oh, sorry, max. So is it true if you set a max exposure to a player, you won't get any of that player in your single entry autofills? The answer is yes. And the reason for that is if we are building a single entry, right? So let's go to today where I ran that build. So let's say I'm building a single entry contest, right? So if I come in here, let's go to direct fill. And I go to exposure and I need one lineup. The exposure is 100%, right? Well, let's say I had D'Lo set to 50. He's never going to be in my single entry because in order to be in one lineup, you need to have a max exposure of 100%. So that's why if you have max exposure set, then the players with the max exposures will never go into your single entry lineup. So that is indeed true. All right. Let's look over at the Discord one more time. And looks like we're all caught up here in the Discord and the YouTube chat. I feel like we had a lot of questions today, so appreciate you guys asking a lot here on this Wednesday. I will be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, for our next office hours. So appreciate everybody tuning in. Good luck today in all of your contests. Enjoy some NBA, NFL, NHL, MLB action today, and I will see you all tomorrow. So until then, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.